Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with Local News. Over the weekend, San Francisco reported its highest number of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. And Los Angeles County has broken a record for coronavirus hospitalizations. KLW's Ben Trefney has more.
Statewide, more than 30,000 confirmed coronavirus cases were reported Sunday. That makes California's total over 1.55 million cases. Millions of Californians in the majority of the state are under stay-at-home orders. In Los Angeles County, the nation's most populous, more than 4,000 people were hospitalized for COVID-19, according to figures released Sunday afternoon. More than a fifth of hospitalized patients are in intensive care units. The county's new figures break the previous record set only the day before, with 3,850 patients in a hospital, and that follows the trend of hospitalizations increasing nearly every single day since November 1st. In San Francisco County, health officials reported 323 new cases on Saturday. That's the highest number of new coronavirus infections there yet. San Francisco emerged as a leader in the state's response to the pandemic early on, but it's since moved to battling its own cases. The record-breaking figures in L.A. and San Francisco come as more than 325,000 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine are on the way to California. Counties will have specific allotments that will be distributed to hospitals determined by state health officials to have adequate storage capacity, serve a high-risk healthcare population, and have the ability to vaccinate people quickly. But for many, the vaccines are still out of reach. The priority will be for healthcare workers to be inoculated first. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted that a group of medical experts convened by Western States met Saturday to discuss the vaccine and confirm that it's safe for public use. Distribution in California may already be underway. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.